Well, Jane's 19-year-old niece Betty got over her crush on a 41-year-old man and has become interested in Carl Neff. He's 22, the nephew of Mr. Race's wealthy business partner, Mr. T.Y. Neff. Carl also realized that he and Betty had a lot in common. This episode takes place a few nights later in the Aces' bungalow, and it's almost 10 o'clock. We find Jane, Mr. Race, and their friend Marge discussing the romance. Listen.
Well, it's almost 10 o'clock. Where is she?
Oh, you know where she is, dear.
Yes, working, I suppose. That's what she called up and told you this afternoon, wasn't it? She said she'd have to work late tonight.
Oh, sometimes you're as innocent as the new mown hay.
Marge,
I don't blame you for laughing, Marge. Imagine, he believes she's working.
Yeah, she's been around, Bob.
Yes. Sure, she called up and told me she wouldn't be home to dinner because she had to work.
Well, I know better. There's not that much work there.
Well, don't I know it? What do you think I said to her?
I don't know. I
said work, and she said, yes, work. And I said, well, Betty, it's nice work if you can get it, I said. And we both laughed except Betty. And she said, what are you laughing about? And I said, I hope you have a good time. And she said, what do you mean, good time? And I said, oh, now, Betty, don't try to pull the bull over my eyes. And then...
isn't that awful? If you knew she wasn't working, why didn't you insist that she come home at a respectable hour?
Oh, dear, you can't do that. After all, a girl's only young once in a while. And as long as we know that she's with Carl...
Well, I suppose it's all right for her to stay out as late as she liked with Carl. A couple of weeks ago, when she was running around like this...
This is different. A couple of weeks ago, we didn't even know where she was or who with. But with a boy like Carl, it's different.
Oh, fine aunt you are. I suppose you think this would be all right with her mother.
I'll say the world it would. She wouldn't like anything better than Betty to marry Carl.
Marry him?
Yeah. Wait a minute, Jane. You're kind of rushing things, aren't you?
Well, I don't believe in long engagements.
Engaged? Who's engaged?
Well, it's just the same. Did Betty say they were engaged? No, Betty won't say anything. She's ashamed even to talk about it. I mean, after the way she told us she was through with all men. And here she is in love with Carl.
What is this talk about love? A week ago, they were hating each other, and now you've got them in love. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever...
Well, I suppose you didn't see her at breakfast this morning.
What are you talking
about?
You
didn't see how she didn't eat anything, just kind of sat there nibbling on the orange juice.
Mm.
You're so busy with your paper in the morning, you didn't hear me tell her that she ought to eat more. I had to say it three times before she even answered me. Finally, I said, Betty, snap out of it, I said. You're walking around the clouds. You've got to come down to the good old terracotta, I said.
To the terracotta.
Well, I did. And what did she do?
Well, what did she do?
Well, she kind of smiled herself and got up from the table and came over and kissed me and kind of patted my head and walked out. Well, if that isn't love, then I don't know.
Oh, that's love.
I guess that's as good as intimate as anything.
Well, sure it is.
Well, listen, I don't get this.
Why, dear, she's in love with him as sure as you're a foot.
Well, I'm no foot.
Oh, it's just a saying, dear.
Oh.
Well, I even wrote my sister about Carl and Betty.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, don't you think you should have waited to be sure?
I am sure.
Oh, you are. Just because Betty loves Carl, as you say, you're just sure that they'll get married.
Well, what's to stop them? Not us.
No, not us. But don't you realize that his uncle, old man Neff, is one of the biggest men in this town, not only financially, but socially?
Yes. Isn't Betty lucky?
Lucky? She'd be lucky to get Neff to even say no to her if Carl ever asked the old man to consent. They're a snooty family. They belong to the 400 here in town.
Oh, yes? Well, how about my family? Just a minute now. What do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing.
Yes, you did. I don't see where his family's any better than mine.
Comparisons are odious, Jane.
My family does? You take that back.
Oh, I did.
And what are you laughing at? Nobody's going to say that about my family and get away
all
with
right,
it.
All right. Your family is just fine.
I can say they are.
All right. They came over on the Mayflower.
They did not. Don't you say that about my family.
Oh, they didn't come over on the Mayflower.
No, they were all born in this country, trying to make foreigners out of them.
Trying to make foreigners.
I don't see what's funny, Marge.
I'm sorry. I guess I just have a peculiar sense of humor.
I should think you have. My family is as equal as anybody's family. A little more equal, if anything.
Yes, yes, we know.
All right, so Mr. Neff's got a lot of businesses. Isn't my father a doctor?
Doctor in a one-horse town.
I heard that last remark.
Oh, I didn't mean for you to.
Well, I did.
Oh, stop arguing, you two.
Well, he can't say my father's a horse doctor.
I didn't say a horse doctor.
You didn't say that, Jane. And he's not complaining about your family. He's just trying to point out that the Nest is the first family in this town.
Well, my family isn't last.
No, but it's the Nest's background.
Oh, background. Suppose Mr. Nest does own property. Doesn't my family own the house they live in?
Sure they do.
Suppose they're not rich millionaires. What difference does that make? My goodness, didn't you ever hear of a rich girl marrying a poor boy and a poor boy marrying a rich girl and vice versa? How about that Maybelle Slade back home, Marge?
Well, what about her?
Well, didn't she marry a rich man and they went out west and he lost all his money and finally died and she has a beauty shop now in Memphis?
So what?
So why can't Betty marry Carl?
Oh.
I don't care how rich he is. Now, you take Babs, for instance.
Who?
Babs, you know, the one that married that count or somebody.
Oh, yes, Babs. I didn't know you knew her that well.
Well, didn't she marry a count? Of course, Carl is no count, but just to say now.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Jane. I think he's a very nice fellow.
Oh, I do, too. Who said he's not? That's funny. He's no count. I just got that.
Yeah.
Well, enough joking around. Now, where was it? Oh, yes, of course, Carl.
Oh, stop making comparisons and stop making plans for other people.
Well, who's making
now, just a minute. You're both talking like children. Jane's just guessing at all this. She doesn't know for sure that Betty and Carl are even thinking of anything as serious as marriage.
Now, just a minute, Marge. I know what I see, don't I?
And I know what I see, Jane. I see that it's after 10 and Betty isn't home yet. Well, she should be. You're trying to make an impression on Carl. Have it your way. If you want Betty to make a good impression on him, she's going to have a fine opinion of her, keeping her out till this hour of night.
What do you mean?
Well, she should be a little more discreet. What is he going to think of her, a girl that stays out with a fella she just met a week or so ago until any hour of the night?
Oh, yes, I think he's got something there, Jane.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, that's different. I'll tell Betty that. I didn't think of it that way.
Well, it's about time you did.
Well, it must be Betty now. Now, don't you holler at her. I'll tell her tomorrow. Just
all
a minute,
right.
Betty.
Now, don't make a scene, eh?
I won't, but somebody ought to. She can't be doing...
Betty, where have you been... Oh, Mr. Neff.
Is your husband in?
Yes. Come in, Mr. Neff. Come in. We were just talking
about you. Well, Mr. Neff, this is an unexpected pleasure.
Well, it isn't for me. Does my nephew have to work all night at that office of yours?
Well...
Oh, Mr. Neff, did you think he was work... Oh,
oh, I'm so sorry, Jane.
You stepped right on my...
Oh, I'm so sorry. Sit down, Mr. Neff.
I can't sit down. I'm too nervous. 3 nights in a row he hasn't come home to dinner, and I sit up waiting for him.
Well, there's nothing to worry about, Mr. Neff.
It may not be to you, but I sit there at that dinner table alone night after night, worrying about him until I can't eat a bite.
Oh, can I get you a little sandwich or something, Mr. Neff?
No, I don't want any.
Oh, Jane, will you please... Oh, why, Mr. Neff, there's really nothing to worry about. He may have had some work he wanted to get out of the way. That was...
May have had?
Yes.
Didn't you instruct him to work late?
Well, no, but you see, he's taken such an interest in the business that I guess he can't tear himself away. After all, you did want him to settle down and get into the swing of things.
I do. That boy's the only thing I've got left. All the rest of them, the whole caboodle of nieces and nephews and parasites, I've washed my hands of them. I'm staking everything I have on this boy.
Well, I'm sure he's worthy of it.
He better be. He started out to be like the rest of them, with their country clubs and nightlife. Well, I'm going to keep him from it. It's the last thing I do. He's the only one of the whole family that can amount to anything.
Only one in your whole family?
The only one, Mrs. A.
Well, now, my family...
Well, Mr. Neff, I don't think you'll be disappointed in him. I think he shows great promise.
You really think so?
Of course. He shows it by the way he wants to work this way every night.
But I want him around me more. Does he have to work every night?
Oh, of course not, if you want him as bad as that.
I do. He's the apple of my eye, that boy.
Oh, can I get you some fruit, Mr. Neff?
No, I don't want
Jane,
anything.
Can't you see that Mr. Neff's upset? Please don't.
Well, that's all
well
Grace.
Yes?
I don't know if I explained all the details when I came to you and asked you to put this boy into the business.
Oh, yes, you told me you were just out of college and you wanted to get him started.
That's it. I want him to be able to take over everything after I'm gone. I don't want to see my whole life's work going for nothing.
And I think you've made a wise selection, Mr. Neff. That boy has stuff.
You really think so?
Why, of course.
Well, I hope so. If he hasn't, I'll pound it into him. I let him start off on the wrong foot. No sooner was he out of school when he got himself involved with some woman. I got him out of that. Then he started running out of that country club set. I got him away from them.
And now he's settling down to a business career. He's going to be all right.
Oh, well, that's Betty now. I'll let her in, dear.
Okay.
If he keeps his mind on it, he'd be all right. And that's what I want him to do. None of this foolishness. Plenty of time for that later. After he's proved he's worthy of the trust I put in him.
Sure.
Oh, Betty, we were just... Oh, hello, Carl.
Is that the boy?
Well, come in. I guess who's here?
Who are you?
Well, come wasn't going to be a big surprise for you, Carl.
Well, what are you doing here at this hour of the night?
Oh, hello, Uncle.
Oh, hello, me. Where have you been?
Why, we went to a picture show.
Picture show? I thought you said you had to work tonight.
Well, we finished, and I thought I'd take Betty to a movie.
Betty? Who's Betty?
Oh, this is Betty, Mr. Knapp. This is my niece, Miss Taylor. Billy.
Jane, will you please stay out
you
of
this? You took this girl to a movie?
Well, is there anything wrong in that, Mr. Knapp?
I'm not talking to you.
No, Uncle Knapp, I don't think you should use that tone to Betty.
I'll use what tone I like. I thought you promised me you'd cut out this foolishness and tend to business.
Well, you can hardly call Betty foolishness.
Please, Carl, don't start an argument on my account.
Now, you look here, young man. I thought we had an understanding.
Yeah, but, Uncle, this is different. Betty and I...
Now, that's what you said the last time.
Uncle, you'll only let me...
Now, you come home with me. I'll have this out with you once and for all. Come on.
But I want you to
please,
know...
Please, Carl, go with him.
I'll show you. I'll cut you out of my will. I won't leave you a penny.
I don't care about your will.
Carl, please go.
Well, all right, Betty.
Are you coming?
Yes, Uncle. Good night, Betty.
Good night, Carl.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
Good night, Carl.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay, Carl.
I won't wait here another minute.
I'm coming, Uncle. I'm coming.
Going to picture shows. I'll cut you off without a red cent.
Oh, and Jay.
Oh, Betty.
Oh, and Jay.
Oh, Betty.
Oh, stop it, you two.
I can't help it. Don't cry, Betty.
But I love him, Aunt Jane, and he loves me.
You do? He does?
Yes, and he's so miserable.
Oh, well, now, don't you worry.
But you heard Mr. Knapp say he's cut out of his will.
Don't you worry, Betty. Where there's a will, there's a way.
You tell me to God, Betty. We'll find a way.
Well, here's hoping Jane can find a way. Just how she goes about it, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.